I had taken up this practice of meditation now 5 or 6 years. And what happens when you get on this path is that you think that you're sort of in charge of your life, you know? And you think that you're doing it. I remember reading Carl Jung's great line, and he said that at the same moment you are the protagonist in your own life and you're making choices. There's also a paradox. He said at that very same moment you are also the spear carrier or the extra in a much larger drama. And he said he put it this way, which is really the ultimate paradox, you are doomed to make choices. So there's really sort of a self-canceling statement in there. If you're making choices, then how could all the choices be made? And I talked to Ram Dass about this, and he said it's the reason for the smirk on the face of the Buddha. You know, if you can get that paradox figured out, that yes, indeed, you do have a free will and you are making choices and they're all being made for you all at the same time. It's like living with those opposites and cleaving those, you know, that dichotomy. It's a very powerful notion. But what happens is that you get on this path and you start moving along, and I didn't really want to take the time to face 500 empty pages again. Because I don't write books like most people do. They all come right out of inside of here. I don't go to the library and spend a lot of time looking up what other people have said about it, and then putting it in different words. It comes out of my consciousness somehow. And it became very evident that I was to write about this thing called miracles, about creating miracles. And what I have written about and what I am sharing with you here today is exactly what I am doing here on this stage right now. It is something that I'm going to ask you to take a real hard look at in just an hour's time or so. And that is, how can you surrender and let go and become detached from the outcome and the stuff that you seek after in your life? How can you do that and still have the things that you want come into your life? How does that paradox work? One of the things that I have learned in my own speaking is to let go of the outcome, to be unconcerned with the reaction and what's in it for me, and indeed to just surrender. And in my meditation before I speak, I always repeat the mantra endlessly over and over again, and I find myself doing this more and more in my life. And something that I urge you to do, I ask the question, how may I serve? Just how may I serve? How may I serve? How may I serve? There are 1,000 people there. How may I serve them? It's like getting the focus off of what's in it for me and how do I look and whether I say the right thing and whether people like what I say and whether they buy things that I have or whatever. And instead, like, letting all of that go, just letting that go, and getting the focus of your life, the centeredness of your life, on this business of serving. And the irony of it is that when you get to that point where you're able to do it and let go of that outcome, all of the stuff that you chased after and worked so hard for and figured you had to have back here begins to chase after you and show up in your life. And it isn't any, you're no longer on the treadmill. It's like a surrendering. And so that's what I do when I come on stage. And it's almost as if God says to me, it's like, as long as you stay on purpose, you'll never stumble. And you'll know what to say. And when you get off of that, when you shift your alignment away from that, then you won't be able to do what you're doing. And the same thing happened in the writing of this Real Magic.